It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. During World War II, a city of more than 8,000 people rose out of Utah's desert for 3 years and then returned to dust. Find out more.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. After the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt ordered the relocation and imprisonment of more than 125,000 people of Japanese ancestry, moving them away from the West Coast. In this violation of civil rights, some who were displaced came to Utah voluntarily to avoid incarceration, but others were forcibly moved to remote concentration camps, such as Topaz, near the town of Delta in Utah's West Desert. Residents of Topaz were largely from San Francisco's Bay Area and were initially held there at a horse racetrack while Topaz was built. The camp was not finished when they arrived in Utah, beginning on September 11, 1942, and they had to complete construction of their own barracks and community buildings. It was difficult work, and as winter crept closer, they were still without stoves, and a delayed coal shipment forced residents to burn leftover lumber to stay warm. When the camp was finally completed, Topaz became one of rural Utah's largest population centers, with a peak residency of around 8,100 people. Its total area was 19,000 acres and included agricultural areas, a hospital, post office, fire station, churches, schools, libraries, and a community gym. With 623 buildings, Topaz dwarfed the nearby town of Delta, which had a population of just 1,500 people. Topaz transformed the face of Millard County, both economically and socially. A decade earlier, during the Great Depression, the town of Delta struggled with drought and unemployment. But the construction of Topaz brought in new jobs and boosted the local economy. Some people at Topaz received permission to shop in Delta and work offsite on farms and in businesses and homes. Incarcerees could also leave the camp and resettle to the east for work or college, but they could not return to the West Coast until 1945. By the end of the war, most of those left at Topaz moved back to California to try to rebuild their lives. After transforming the rural Utah desert into one of the largest cities in the state, then back to dust again, the wartime Topaz installation would be considered another of rural Utah's boom and bust towns. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Topaz Museum. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.